I am joined now by the President of the United States, President Barack Obama. How are you today, Mr. President?
I'm doing great. Really appreciate you having me on.
Well, glad to have you on. Give us your reflections first on Black History Month 2013. We celebrate various cultures and various groups every month, and Black History Month this month means what to you as president?
You know, one of the things that's most valuable for me is to watch the next generation absorb history that you and I may take for granted, but for a lot of young people, is fresh and new. And so when I see Malia and Sasha taking time to read more about not just Rosa Parks and Dr. King, but Bob Moses and Fannie Lou Hamer and Charles Hamilton Houston and all the people who laid the foundation and the groundwork for the civil rights movement, I think that's very powerful. The other thing is obviously to reflect on where we've made progress and where we're still falling short. And you know, I think these are both the best of times and worst in times for large portions of the African-American community. I think if you work hard and you have opportunity and you're able to take advantage of it, the sky's the limit for African-Americans in our country in a way that just wasn't true a generation ago. On the other hand, the lingering effects of the Great Recession means there are a whole lot of communities and a whole lot of people who are still out of work, still struggling. And that's why some of the initiatives I talked about at the State of the Union are so important. We've got to make sure that as a society, we're creating ladders of opportunity for every child, not just a few.
Now, I must ask you, as you brought that up about the sequester, you have really been strongly saying that we've got to avert where this is going. What can listeners around the country do to deal with this pending crisis? We're looking 8 days away from now at a major problem if we can't turn it around.
Well, for listeners who haven't been paying as close attention to this, basically what's happened is, you know, the Republicans back in 2011 threatened to default on the government paying its bills unless we instituted a deficit reduction plan of $1.2 trillion. And what the deal was, the cuts were going to be so harmful that Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill would come together and find a more sensible way to reduce the deficit, both with tax revenue and with spending cuts. Obviously, Congress has not been able to make such progress. Republicans have said they don't want to do any more revenue, even if it's just a matter of closing tax loopholes for some of the wealthiest Americans and well-connected corporations in the country. And so you know, the danger is that this will weaken the recovery. We'll see hundreds of thousands of people on furlough, potentially losing their jobs. You know, we could see mental health services affected, Head Start slots taken away. At this point, you know, we continue to reach out to the Republicans and say this is not going to be good for the economy and it's not going to be good for ordinary people. But I don't know if they're going to move. And that's what we're going to have to try to keep pushing over the next 7-8 days. So I think for the public just to know that this will have a serious effect on the overall economy as well as on individuals who rely on Head Start for child care for their kids or mental health services for somebody in their family. It's going to have an impact on us having to cut back on things like meat inspectors or you know, folks at our airports, which means that airport lines may be longer. Those are all going to be significant impacts. Everybody's going to feel them. Whether or not we can move Republicans at this point to do the right thing is what we're still trying to gauge.
In reading Speaker Boehner's op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, it seems they understand the impact. I don't understand why anyone would even risk this when it will impact so many people across economic lines, racial lines, party lines. I mean, it's just going to be something that hits everybody.
Well, my sense is that their basic view is that nothing is important enough to raise taxes on wealthy individuals or corporations And they would prefer to see these kinds of cuts that could slow down our recovery over closing tax loopholes. And that's the thing that binds their party together at this point. This is a major argument, obviously, we've been having for the last 3 years. I'll tell you, Al, you know, when you look at polling, you know, 75% of the American people agree with me that the way to reduce our deficit sensibly is through a combination of spending cuts and tax revenue. And if we spread that out over several years, it wouldn't have a bad impact on our economy, and in fact could strengthen our economy by putting us on a more stable financial footing. Unfortunately, I think Republicans right now have been so dug in on this notion of never raising taxes that it becomes difficult for them to see an obvious answer right in front of them.
Well, the new polls this morning show the American people are with you, and we're glad to have had you. And thank you for all that you do, and thank you again for coming on. The President of the United States, Barack Obama.
I appreciate you, Al. Thank you so much. And remember, next week we're going to be dedicating over at the Capitol Rosa Parks' memorial, and that's going to be obviously a powerful moment where a seamstress joins some of the titans of our government in her rightful place as somebody who helped to bring about a more just America.
I remember you spoke at her funeral in Detroit, as I did. You were Senator Obama then. I was a civil rights leader. You're now the President of the United States, head of the free world. I'm still just a civil rights leader.
No, man, but, you know, back then, I was, as I recall, I think I was second from last on the speaking list, and you were, I think, in the top five. So that showed, sort of, you know, and that showed our relative position.
Take care. Thank you, Mr. President.
Good to talk to you, man.
All right.